Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
A look at the most commonly used passwords.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Are you guilty of using something like 123456 as your password? If so, you've got company. Our next guest says nearly 17% of us used that very password last year. Joining us via Skype is Darren Guccione. He's the CEO of Keeper Security. Darren, for starters, how do you know that?
Well, we did a study recently, and we analyzed 10 million passwords and just basically realized that there's a huge problem in terms of password reuse, especially with common passwords. So we generated this list of the top 25 most common passwords of 2016, and the results were pretty shocking.
Yeah, but how did you get all these passwords? I thought the point was that they were secret.
Yeah, well, we didn't tell us what passwords for what sites, you know, they belong to, but they told us what passwords they were using. And most of the participants of the study were using the same password on multiple websites.
So what are some of the most commonly used passwords?
Well, the top of the list, we had 123456. The second most used password was 123456789. Number three was QWERTY, which is, you know, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. And number four was 1 through 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number five was 111111.
Oh,
you can believe that. So it was pretty shocking. And what was interesting was that the top 25 passwords represented 50% of the overall sample of 10 million passwords. So the top 25 passwords of last year constituted over 50% of the 10 million passwords that were analyzed.
That is shocking. You also say in your report about this that the list of passwords has changed little in recent years, and that means user education has its limits here.
Yes, it's human nature, and so human nature tends to repeat itself. And this is a result of people trying to memorize passwords. So human nature says, well, it's hard for me to create a complex password and place it to memory, especially when I have, you know, upwards of over 100 sites and services that I have to log into, you know, monthly. And so over the course of time, the amount of websites and services that someone may use continues to escalate and increase. So it becomes more difficult for us to remember them. So we tend to generate passwords that are very easy and simple to remember. And, you know, just because it's easier for us, we want the most convenient way of logging in, we tend to use the same password on multiple websites. So over 60% of those participants in this study reuse passwords.
Confession, I'm currently locked out of the parent controls on my kid's iPad trying to come up with something clever versus reusing a password. I feel like I can't win.
Yeah, not uncommon.
So something I found interesting here, you found that folks are trying to come up with unpredictable patterns, and the problem is we seem to do so in a predictable way with things like sequential key variations.
Yeah, what was interesting was one of the things that I had seen that slightly, it wasn't used as much as it is used today, and we have this in our infographic as part of the study, was that consumers are using their keyboard like a xylophone. So if you look at, for example, on a keyboard, near the shift key, for example, you might have ZXCVBN, and they'll simply take their finger and slide it across from left to right, and they'll use that as their password. And they look at it as if, well, that's a random set of characters. Well, it's really not, because any type of sequential variant like that on a keyboard can be easily cracked by a hacker because they know it's part of that dictionary-based library that I referenced earlier.
We're talking about the most commonly used passwords with Keeper Security CEO Darren Guccione, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Darren, you say website operators are still allowing weak passwords. You've also cited email providers for doing a poor job in this space. What do you mean?
Well, unfortunately, there's not enough, we'll say, OEMs and service providers out there requiring the use of more complex passwords. So from our perspective as cybersecurity vendors, we like to see passwords that are at least 8 characters in length, containing letters, numbers, and symbols, with at least one of those letters being uppercase. So when you do that, you create, you know, a completely different type of password that isn't in the core library of a hacker, and it makes it far more difficult to crack.
That's Keeper Security CEO Darren Guccione joining us from Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.